Welcome back to Unfiltered Faith Podcast with your host, Meredith Foster. I'm doing a solo episode today, but this was actually pre-recorded. I'm just kind of doing a little intro, so it sounds good. This is where we discuss the unfiltered truth in love about God's word and who he says you are. So without further ado, let's get into the episode. I'm going to give you a brief rundown of like my background so that you are familiar with it. So I started a YouTube channel in 2009. You may know me by my old YouTube username, SteelaBabe09. I pretty much grew up in the public eye and grew up online. So my whole entire childhood was like being a YouTuber and living in that world. And so I'm very familiar with it. But ever since I was a child, I had this desire to create videos, tell stories. I just loved the camera. I loved making content. And so I started a YouTube channel and it just grew into this thing. It was back before anyone really made a career off of it. It was just a passion of mine. Back in high school, I had to take a Bible class about identity, and I remember not really fully understanding it. I thought it was kind of pointless. I was like, this doesn't make sense. What do you mean, who am I? Like, I'm just Meredith. And so I skimmed through it and really didn't give it a second thought. And years later, I fell into the wrong crowd. I started getting into the club scene. All of my friends at the time were either having sex or had boyfriends, and I hadn't had either, and I felt very much of an outcast. I felt like I didn't really belong anywhere, and so because I desired to be accepted so badly, I just started engaging in everything that my friends were doing because I wanted to feel accepted. What I saw in movies growing up, TV shows, music videos, all that stuff had convinced me to believe that it was normal and that it was something to be engaging in. I really never thought I'd be talking about what I'm about to talk about, but I actually found pornography at a very young age and I started watching it. And I remember my view of sex just became very tainted and it became distorted and it became all about lust. And I remember I had this lust come over me, and I'm so grateful to say that the Lord has delivered me from this. And so that's why I'm here today, is to tell my testimony and how I overcame things because of the Lord's goodness and faithfulness and strength and grace. I wish I had someone telling me at that age, like, no, it's okay that you're not doing all this stuff. It's okay to be set apart from the world. Romans 12:2 says, do not conform to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. This is why it's so important to be mindful of what you're feeding your spirit and your eyes, because it says the eyes are the lamp of the body. So if the eyes are full of light, so will the body be also. So if we're constantly watching negative news and we're looking at things that are filling us with lust, or we're listening to music that's making us lustful, that's going to influence us in the wrong way. And so I can actually testify that when I started getting into sexual activity, I would listen to this music that would invoke lust in me, and it drove me to do certain things. I know that sounds a little wild, but it's so important to guard your heart, guard your mind and your eyes, and just really surrender that to God and say, Lord, help me to fix my eyes on you and so I can be filled with light. It wasn't until I renewed my mind in God's word that I saw sex for what it truly was. And sex is, it's a gift from our maker. It was designed by him to bring two people together as one. It is such a beautiful thing and should be experienced and adored through love and marriage. So in Genesis 2, it talks about how God created a helper for man. So Adam had no helper. He was just in the garden alone with the animals. So it says in verse 21, so the Lord God caused the man to fall into a deep sleep. And while he was sleeping, he took one of the man's ribs, then closed up the place with flesh. Then the Lord God made a woman from the rib he had taken out of the man, and he brought her to the man. The man said, this is now bone of my bone and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, for she was taken out of man. This is why a man leaves his father and mother and is united to his wife, that they may become one flesh. Adam and his wife were both naked, and they felt no shame. So now that there's no shame around sex, because we know God created it, it is good and should be used for good. God said, be fruitful and multiply. So Satan perverts everything that God makes. The devil can't create anything. He just twists and distorts and perverts it so that it is then used for evil. And so that is what porn is. That is what a lot of our media in today's culture is. We live in a hyper-sexualized world. Okay, back to sex really quick. So when I eventually did have sex, it was driven by lust and physical gratification. There was no love involved. It was obviously outside of marriage. I remember feeling very empowered by it at first, but that empowerment and feeling was fleeting, and eventually I felt alone because the guy didn't reciprocate my feelings. And I eventually had feelings for the person that I had been with because I was forming an actual bond and a soul tie to that person. And it took me years to figure this out, and I was like, why can't I break free from this? Like, why am I still thinking about this person? Why do they keep coming back into my life? Shame and guilt are also a tactic of the enemy to keep you bound so that you never fully experience the freedom that God gives us, the grace that he wants to pour over you, because the devil is a liar. I was called names that I don't even feel comfortable saying out loud, and I let those names define me. And so what I had to do was replace that lie with God's truth. I said, God, who do you say I am? Because I was letting what guys called me define me and tell me that that was my worth and that I had no worth and no value. But God says that I am fearfully and wonderfully made, that my worth is far beyond rubies. So please know your value does not decrease if you have had sex, if you haven't had sex. Whatever your past is, it doesn't matter. So instead of going to the world to tell you who you are, go to God and ask him, God, how do you see me? Who am I? God sees you as a ruby. So if you are this beautiful stone, if you're in the hands of the wrong man, he will not see your true value or worth. He will just see a rock. He's not gonna see that beautiful stone, that beautiful ruby that God created you. So that's why it's so important to know your value, know your worth, know your identity in the Lord. That way we will not just settle for anything less, because God says you deserve the best and he wants the best for you. It was kind of a hard truth for me to come to when I realized that having sex outside of marriage was not something God wants. And it was, at first, I don't think it really hit me all at once. It was kind of a gradual thing where I stopped having sex at first because I knew it wasn't good for me. And I was like, okay, these people are not replenishing me. They're depleting me. So I'm going to just stop and take like a chill pill from this. And then years later, when I got into the Word and renewed my mind, I was like, okay, this is actually the reason why God wants us to have sex in the covenant of marriage. And it's actually to protect me and protect my heart. What I did was I said, Lord, forgive me in this person. I acknowledge that this is a sin and I want to turn from it. And repenting is not just saying like I repent. It's actually a heart posture. So you're turning away from that thing and you have a desire to change. He removes our sin as far as the east is from the west. And he says, you're made brand new. You're made whole and blameless and complete in him. And then I would just declare and ask God to break any soul ties that I had made with someone. And I just would pray over it and just ask the Lord to sever those ties. When I fully let God into my heart, he started a great work in me. He started cleansing and purging and removing anything that wasn't supposed to be there, restoring me back to my original design, my original DNA, everything that he originally intended for my life, all the desires, he started restoring and renewing. And he wants that for you. He wants to heal you. He wants to make you complete, and he wants to give you the absolute best, because he is your father. He's your heavenly father, and he loves you so, so much. There is nothing that can separate you from his love. Nothing is too hard for God to heal. Nothing is too hard for him to restore. He is the God of restoration. He wants to make you a brand new creation, and that's exactly what he did in my life. He delivered me from so many things: lust, an eating disorder, bulimia. He set me free from depression. I had suicidal thoughts all throughout high school and doing YouTube, even though it looked like I had this perfect life. I was miserable inside. When I decided to rededicate my life to the Lord, I got baptized for the second time in my life, and I was filled with the Holy Spirit, and I started seeing the fruits in my life. I had the joy of the Lord. I had more patience. I had so much peace that passes all understanding. 2 Corinthians 12:9 says, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness." So when I'm feeling tempted or when I'm feeling like weak and that I can't do it, I just call out to God and say, "God, I can't do this on my own. I need you." And I fully submit to God and resist the devil and he will flee. God loves us so much that he sent his only son, Jesus, to die on a cross for our sins and take our place. There is one man who has seen you on your absolute worst days and loved you anyways, and his name is Jesus. He never left you. He will never forsake you, and you are his beloved. You are precious to him. He desires a relationship with you. So my encouragement to you today is to pursue God, and he will present to you your kingdom partner. Matthew 6:33 says, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all else will be added unto you." So when we fix our eyes on Jesus and we are headed, we're racing towards him with all of our might, he will bring alongside of you that person that is going to be so amazing. Like nothing will compare. He writes the greatest love stories, so let him write yours. I hope that this was helpful in some way, and I'm gonna close us in prayer. But before I do, you can find me on Instagram at Meredith Foster. I run a podcast called Unfiltered Faith. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for everyone listening right now under the sound of my voice, God. May your peace just wrap them up like a blanket, Jesus. We thank you for what you did for us. We thank you for your grace, your mercy, your kindness, your goodness, your faithfulness. Lord, may we have an increased desire to deepen our relationship with you, that we'll just sit at your feet and worship you and want to know you and invite you into our daily lives, Lord. We know that you're our greatest comforter, so may we just come to you with all our worries, all our fears, and just cast them at your feet, Lord. I thank you that you're doing a mighty and great work in the heart of your people, Lord, and may you continue to use us to shine the love that you have put inside of us, shine the light that you have put inside of us to others and show them your love, Jesus. Amen.
That's what I'm fighting for. I'd give all my history just to stand at your door, to knock and hear, enter, you're an orphan no more.